Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Agee moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. Agee moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Ward reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. Buford scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Allen reaches second base with a double. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pasquale, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the mound. Pasquale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. the Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Allen reaches second base with a double. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mincher is walked intentionally. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters pinch hits for Ken Berry. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horland. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. AG strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Danny Cater now playing left field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.